said to the SMSs, my husband had an affair in January this year. We were able to settle the issue between us, but have kept this from our two children. Is this the right thing?
Yes, it is. Simply because the children may not be able to understand what that all means, depending on the age of the children. And also, if it has not become a disruptive situation to the family dynamics, they don't need to know. But what they do see is mom and dad were having problems. We could sense it. Now they've resolved it. At least that's what I'm understanding from the sentence that says we were able to settle this issue between us. So if that means that you've been able to resolve it, you've actually recreated a better bond between the two of you to prevent those kind of scenarios from happening again, the children don't need to know why you made a positive change. They just need to be appreciative to learn how you made a positive change.
It's not easy, is it, being a parent? You know, you're so obviously so responsible, such a responsibility. But, you know, again, I keep coming back to that, what the actions we do now, how that can affect our children later in life. What if down the line, years down the line, it came out that the father had had an affair? Could that be damaging to a teenager, for example, to find out that, you know, 5 years ago or 8 years ago or 10 years ago, your father had an affair or your mother had an affair and we didn't tell you at the time?
It is damaging in the sense that it's not just a betrayal to the marriage partner, it's also a betrayal to the children, too, because it has nothing to do with sexual relations. It has to do with the emotional bond. And this bond is broken. And the bond is there because it's a sense of true belonging. And children will assume that mom and dad always belong to each other as they belong to them, the children. So when the foundation of a relationship, whether it's family or romantic or friendship, is broken, that means that the trust and respect is gone. What usually happens with young children, this is why I so quickly said a little while ago, it's not necessary to tell the children if the home atmosphere has now become cooperative and you've created a new bond, is because with children are not able to get closure on this and understand the problem, they'll repeat the same situation themselves. Mm. For instance, a boy may mimic his father because he wants to know, what was dad going through that he would seek this kind of behavior? So the boy himself might grow up and find difficulty with commitment. The daughter might grow up and become the mistress for others to see, what was it that attracted my dad? So if I can behave as a mistress and understand what attracts men to such behavior, then I'll understand why dad didn't want to be with us as a family. Because see, the betrayal is this. Why did dad prefer to be with somebody else other than with us? Why did dad prefer to have relationships? Were we not good enough children that dad needed to go and seek somebody else? Mm. Was that we did something wrong?
Yeah, that feeling of blame, or, you know, that it was us, we did something wrong.
The guilt.
Yeah.
And it's unresolved, and it's not even rational or logical, but children don't know that. So when they grow up and have that inability to understand the meaning, they become illogical and irrational in their pursuit to discovery. And some ways of discovering is to actually behave as one of the players in that affair situation, thinking they're going to get a better understanding why they were betrayed.
My father left us 41 years ago and set up a new family in America. I found my three half-brothers through Facebook, but they can't believe it. They don't believe that our father had this secret for 40 years.
That must be quite a shock.
Yeah.
To all of a sudden realize that there's more than just you on the planet. One of the dangers, of course, that is being realized, and it's not just because of affairs, it could be mistakes made in the hospital where babies are mixed and matched and things like that, that you might even be marrying someone who you're related to. And it could be a very close situation. So what we're seeing is that all of this becomes even more complex and more confusing. What we also are seeing is the mystery. Now, everybody likes a mystery. As long as it belongs to somebody else and it's a movie, that it will actually end after 90 minutes or 120 minutes. Nobody wants these kind of mysteries for themselves. Some people may actually not know. There's been scenarios, and sometimes they've made comedies out of it, like the parent trap. And Haley Mills was actually the child in the first movie, where she double-played herself as a twin sister, not knowing that she had an identical twin until they both ended up at the same summer camp. And then the modern-day version of that...
Lindsay Lohan, another, I think, played, yeah.
It was just another story of the same kind. So what people will actually realize is that they've been betrayed, but they, interestingly, what they correctly will happen is they want to discover the other parent. They want to discover the other siblings. Sometimes it can be a happy situation, depending on whether the parents handled it in a fair, balanced fashion.
Well, that's right. And I think for the person that was left, and you then find your father, and of course this happens in cases of adoption as well, the new family, in this case, you know, could be, you know, getting grown up, teenage grown up children, you know, for them, there's that feeling that, you know, they're the family unit, because, and so therefore somehow they have more of the power, maybe, or more of the status, up higher status. So it's going to be hard for that individual wanting to, so actually, you know, we're related by blood. He is my father and we are family. What we choose to do with that relationship, how we move that forward, is another matter. But, you know, again, we're getting into the areas then of denial. So once a secret is opened up and revealed, we can just choose not, one said earlier, just choose to forget it. Others may just choose to deny it, and that just makes it so. As long as I just think that didn't happen, that isn't the truth, that isn't the case, that's my reality.
Children who have been adopted, or children who were born out of wedlock, will eventually, once they know, seek knowledge of the other parent. They want to know why they were abandoned, why they were rejected, and maybe they want to know if it was a neglect situation and they were malnutritioned and someone saved them from such a despair. But many times young children will take these things personally because they don't know not to. Their world is the immediate family. And when they realize that somebody of the immediate family has abandoned them, they want to know what they did wrong to cause that. In some scenarios here, I think one of your listeners has written in, of a 20-year-old sister who was adopted and only suspects that she might be but isn't for sure. That means that there's a person who's 20 years old, doesn't even know that she's been adopted, but she only suspects it. Mm. What many times happens with parents who are adopting parents is they're afraid that that child one day may desire the biological parent more than them. And that is an emotional insecurity. The reality is that's not what happens. The majority of the time, as I know from the literature and from our experiences when we do adoption cases, in the longitudinal work that comes out of those cases that are in the literature, is that kids are curious as to why they were neglected or abandoned. They have no desire to attach themselves. Usually what happens is they meet the parent who gave birth to them, and they don't want to see them anymore. They're satisfied to know that I have no feelings for them. I have no desire to be their child. My real parents are those who loved me enough to take care of me.
But again, what happens if you're the child, even as an adult, that's going, you know what, you are my father. You may have had this secret with your new family for 40 years, but you are my father, and I want a relationship, or I want to know what happened, and I'd like to think we could have some sort of relationship. Or indeed, for the person, the 20-year-old sister who was adopted, and this other sister knows, is saying, you know, she feels that the sister suspects that she was adopted. She clearly holds that secret. Should she tell her? What do you think, doctor? I mean, she's asking for advice. You know, should you tell your 20-year-old sister who you know is adopted, you were adopted?
I wouldn't be able to answer that correctly because I don't know who she's talking about when she talks about the 20-year-old sister. I don't know what her emotional state is. I don't know how she thinks or processes information. I don't know how sensitive she is to information that could be very disruptive. I don't know if she's living by herself. And if she's told something like that, somebody may need to be with her for several hours or even several days or several weeks when this happens. What would be the purpose in even telling her if she's not asking? Many times adoptions are also cross-racial. Well, those usually get discovered a lot earlier because eventually the kid says, sure, yeah, why are you a different color than me? You know, how did that happen? And in a charming way, parents can say, we loved you so much when we saw you, it didn't matter to us, and by the way, you are adopted. Now, the interesting thing is, as psychologists who work with adoption cases, we don't see a difference between the love of adopting parents and children or biological parents and children. The love is so strong in the bond. Now, psychologically, what's interesting is that the love between an adopting parent and child may actually have a stronghold because they have a choice to be there. And their choice is to stay there, so they have a stronger stronger grasp that will dispel a gap. The children who are biological make an assumption, well, you can't get rid of me, I'm your kid. So, therefore, there is that leniency in expression. What we see then is with the adopted group, psychologically, there's a strong bond because it's based on a choice that can be made. With the biological kids, they take things for granted. So this doesn't mean that there's going to be a major change in behavior, but there is usually a notable change in behavior. As children realize they're adopted, they may be more appreciative of the parenting process. But then also, some of these kids go through an anger process, and they love their adopted parents so much, and they know the love of their adopting parents, they can actually take it out on them. Because they know if I'm angry because I was adopted, because I was rejected, or for whatever reason, I just don't like being a teenager, I have to take it on somebody, I'll take it out on the people who I know won't reject me. And that may be the adopting parents, of course.
Or it could be, you know, the other way around, and that actually they can accept it and take it on board, and it can be a positive experience, and there isn't an issue about being adopted. I guess it depends what the existing relationship's like, and like you say, we can't give the definitive advice on that because without knowing the individuals. But for the sister that's SMSing in, if it's a loving, positive relationship that you have with your sister, and you do. And also, how's it affecting you carrying that knowledge? You're the one that knows. If she should find out that she is adopted and you didn't tell her, what's that going to do to your relationship as sisters?
If you can predict the reaction of your sister, then you have a better chance of telling her for the right reason. But if you're doing it for your own reason, then it's being selfish, and it may create more problems for your sister that you can't handle.